This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The order to the reaction doesn't make any sense. If you already knew there was a knife in her chest, you would have said that to the 911 operator. You would have a moment of shock after the fact that you can't do CPR because there's a knife in her chest. You could have said that right away. I can't. There's a knife in her chest. But this discovery comes later after the initial hesitation of not wanting to do CPR on the woman he's engaged to, who, by the way, her ring is up on the counter.
Okay, now that
that doesn't sound like
a break-in, and she fought back because why would you leave the ring?
Well, and look, this story, if you really, really dig into it, we don't have time in an hour to go through all of the idiosyncrasies of this entire insane story. She had been having some mental health problems, and that was documented. But this is, it was normal stuff, anxiety, depression, things like that, that almost all of us deal with. And then that was thrown into the mix of, well, she was anxious, she had depression, must have killed herself. She had been very stressed, according to a lot of friends, not herself as of late. Many people saying that that's not always just the results of anxiety and depression. And why is she having anxiety and depression? Is it situational? Is it something that she has a pattern, a history of, where this comes on, you know, regularly, every year, seasonally, whatever? What's going on there? She seemed to be sort of out of sorts to a lot of people, but also not suicidal. She was working at trying to, you know, just elevate herself, like we all do when we're feeling down, of trying to get yourself better. Again, not suicidal. So this is all thrown into the mix in the greater details of the story. Let's continue on with the 911 call.
01 Flat Rock, right?
Yes.
Okay, someone's on the way, and the knife is still inside?
Wait, so what?
The knife is still inside of her?
Yes, I didn't take it out.
Was it her chest, or what area?
It's in her chest. It looks like it's right in her heart.
Okay, someone's on the way out here. Okay, just get.
Oh my God!
Okay. How old is she?
27.
27, and there's no sign of life at all.
No, please don't be. What?
Bend her under her arm and tell me she responds to pain.
She's not. Her arm and her hands are still warm. I don't know what that means, but there's blood everywhere. I mean.
I know, but you can't. And the knife is still inside of her. How far? Can you see how far it went in?
It looks pretty deep.
Okay.
It looks three. And it's a long knife.
Don't touch anything. Yeah, don't touch anything. Okay.
How do you know how long it is? It's in her.
No, wait. It was just you there with her?
We're the only ones here.
And she ran in the door. You said latched it shut?
No. I went downstairs to work out, and when I came back up, the door was latched.
Oh.
Like, it was locked from the inside, and I'm yelling.
Do you hear how calm he just became?
Yeah. Because he had to go back to the story.
He's got to get his story right?
That's what it feels like.
And again, he hasn't been charged with anything. Innocent until, you know, all that stuff. He hasn't been charged. I'm concerned at how he just shifted gears.
Yeah. Hey, you know, some people in very traumatic situations are able to kind of compartmentalize and move things around. That must be what's going on, right? Must be. Let's keep listening.
So there's no sign of a break-in?
No sign of a break-in at all. I mean, there will be when you get here because I had to break the latch, but to get in.
Okay.
Said that a lot.
Yeah.
Said that a lot. Is that the end of it?
That was where it ended.
Oh, gosh. I thought that went longer than
that. It's only 4 minutes.
Okay. So that is the, you know, that really is the big piece of that phone call is what we heard right there.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to say it. He hasn't been charged with anything.
Yeah.
Is there any way that these two had a fight and she had the door latched?
Well, that's the story.
But I mean, it is the story. It's not the story.
Well, the story is not that there was any sort of fight, but the story is that the door was latched from the inside. That was, I think, what is being viewed as whoever did this. It's a pretty strong alibi if the door is latched from the inside, right?
I'm going back to the ring being on the counter. Did she end things with him?
We don't know the answer to that.
Why do you take your ring off? I mean, maybe to do dishes. Some people do.
Yeah. I never did. There could be plausible explanations. Just because, you know, I or you don't do something this way doesn't mean other people don't. And it doesn't mean it's wrong or suspicious. It's just a different way of doing things. So you have all these little circumstantial pieces that could point to very innocent, normal things. Oh, by the way, there was two knives used in the stabbing. So...
You want to switch knives when you're dealing with.
You got to make sure you're getting those cuts in.
Yeah,
you
right.
really got to make sure.
Yeah, oh, that one's really dull. I should have sharpened that one. Let me grab a different one while I'm, you know, no.
So the door obviously is a big piece of this case that he got there. He broke that door down. Now, if anyone has ever lived in an apartment or in your house, or been in a hotel, you know what those latches are like, the little latches that swing over. And if you were to be able to get into the room, one of those pieces is coming off the wall. It's either going to be the piece that's affixed to the frame, or it's going to be the piece that's attached to the door. You're not going to be able to break that door open and have one of those pieces really still remain. If you're doing what you said, that you kicked that door open, you broke that door open in some way, shape, or form, there's going to be a lot of damage. There's probably a big chunk of wood out, and that piece is going to be on the ground or ripped down. Here's what the door actually looked like. There's your broken, damaged door. And if you look really, really closely on the door itself, there is some, the nails are kind of pulled a little bit out of the door end of things, which again, I find to be a little bit odd because I don't know. I've never tested this. It's just my own observation to be completely off, but I would almost think that maybe it would be the other piece that would be more ripped off of the door than the piece that's on the door itself.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Neither piece are ripped off. It looks like it's just kind of like pushed a little bit, and it kind of ripped a little bit of the door itself, the whatever the fiberboard of the door is made out of, out, but it is still very much affixed. You wouldn't have been able to open that door from the outside. I don't see any way, shape, or form how you would have opened that door from the outside if it was still affixed in the way that it is right now.
Seems pretty impossible.
I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe someone did. I mean... But the story that it was latched from the inside, that is a very strong alibi, if it's true. Again, the only person we're relying on this information for, and the only thing investigators are basing their reason not to investigate this as a murder on, is the account from the fiance. Have you ever heard of any other murder case? Oh, this is not a murder case. This is a suicide case. Have you ever heard of any case, ever, where the significant other's alibi has a lot of holes in it and is just completely believed to be fact, no matter what. And they're able to go in and take evidence out. They're able to basically just flush the investigation down the toilet right away. I'm sure there's cases like this where this has happened, but none that have obviously ever made it to court or been prosecuted because they get stopped in their tracks. This is what we're witnessing, is a case that was stopped directly in its tracks. But thanks to Ellen's parents, who are tirelessly saying this is insane, we're seeing all the details of this. And that's where the investigation has gone back and forth so many times over the years of, well, lack of investigation, really, just a fight to investigate. That's all they're asking for. They're just saying, let's take a look at this, please, because this doesn't add up. This doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't.
No. Just from the 911 call and how odd that really was, you would think some sort of investigation would take place because it was just not normal. The fact that there's two knives, the fact that this was stabbing, the fact that, you know, the door seems a little off for breaking in again, just looking at it and, you know, being able to do a few things around my own home, I would not guess that somebody tried to break that door in and actually got in. It still looks like it would have held enough that he could not get that door open.
Correct.
Even the medical examiner all these years later has come back and said, yeah, I think I was wrong.
Thanks for that.
Now, they're not licensed in this state anymore. The fact that they're saying it aloud really does absolutely nothing other than it puts another person from back in the day when this happened all those years ago saying, yeah, I was wrong. But it doesn't change anything. It doesn't go back and change the report. That has to be done in a very different path. And that's what her parents have been trying to do. I've had the parents on this show before. I've had their private investigator on this show before. And the parents aren't even out there saying, Sam did it. They're not arguing that. They're not out there pointing fingers. They're just saying, can we please look at this? Because this doesn't make any sense. And at every turn and pass, it's denied, it's blocked. It's always something that comes in the way of anything ever taking place in terms of any sort of investigation into this case.
It's an absolute travesty that the police work wasn't done. I mean, what about fingerprinting, dusting for fingerprints?
Oh, would you like to talk about that? So you would think someone has a knife protruding from their chest. Maybe you want to make sure it's them that did it. Should we take a look at the knife? Should we take a look at whose fingerprints are actually on the damn thing? They did not even fingerprint the knife. Either of them. They didn't fingerprint the scene. So when it's been argued that, there hasn't been any evidence to point at this person or that person. There's no evidence because the evidence was never gathered. And at this point, quite honestly, I don't know that you were ever going to have enough evidence to go back and convict anyone of any of this.
Do either of you know, and it's possible you don't, If suicide is suspected, do they not do any investigating at all? Is it just a done deal, or do they kind of look at some stuff just to make sure things are right?
They typically rule things out to make sure that it was a suicide.
Mm-hmm. The problem is here, they ruled everything out so quick that they never continued with any sort of investigation.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.